Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Are we rolling?
Yep.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
What up?
Pam's over there.
Hello.
Phil's over there.
Hello.
Phil, you want to start?
Fill us in.
We had a great time last night.
Yes, we did.
Prime 16 in Orange.
Good stuff.
My burger was delicious.
You can tell. Oh. Ate like a dog.
My God, man.
I was eating my burger and I looked up and around the room. I'm like, well, I'm done. And I'm looking at everybody's plates and everyone's got like half or more of their burger left. And I'm like, holy shit.
I was three bites in. I'm like, oh my God, he's done. It was nothing but like a slick of the juices came out of his burger.
And mushrooms on it. It was all that was left.
Yeah, it was just the juice. I'm like, your burger's gone already?
Yeah. I would have had another, if there was another one on the plate next to it, I would have started eating it.
Yeah, he would have.
I had two bites of my burger, looked over at Phil. His plate was empty. I thought like he gave it to somebody.
No.
Right. Yeah.
Nope.
No, he should be competitive. He should be a competitive eater. I never saw anyone eat a burger that fast in my life.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yep. I love burgers.
But it has to be a tasty burger like Prime 16, obviously.
So it's weird. It's like you got to have kind of like the perfect storm. So like I do love burgers. Their burgers are tremendous. But it was also the exact toppings that I would have put on a burger at that moment. And like, you know, like sometimes you just haven't had something in a while and then it's in front of you. It's like,
yes, you huff it.
Perfection.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's every molecule in your body feels like it's in heaven.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's really like a sexual, religious,
like
some kind of, you know, it's an experience where your whole body is connected with the universe.
The dopamine in your head
in the most
goes after
perfect
it, yeah.
alignment.
Yep.
Where you know these ingredients in my body right now is shooting me off into some heavenly experience.
Yep. I wanted a cigarette afterwards.
So then I got embarrassed and I didn't eat my tots. I took those home.
You didn't eat your dessert either.
No,
who
the
fuck doesn't eat dessert?
No,
I had a bun.
I had to cut out the sugar, man.
He told me why. He chose between having a bun or having the cheesecake, and the bun won.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's exact words were.
You're thin like a javelin.
I didn't want to be.
Yeah, relax.
And
it's
I used that because AJ has
threatened to throw him off the roof like one.
Multiple times. I'm going to throw you off the roof like a fucking javelin.
I will knife you.
I'm unique in my threats.
That was very unique, definitely.
I went for the Olympic thing.
But yeah, I didn't want to be the guy sitting there eating my burger with no bun and a fork and a knife. So I'm like, you know, I'm just going to eat the fucking burger, but no sugar. I can do without the sugar.
Yeah. Well, it never made it back to Jennifer.
I heard that because she was on this morning. Yeah. I asked her how it was.
Did you eat it on the ride home?
No, I forgot it.
Oh,
and
you realize too late. You were almost at your car.
It was too late. And I knew how that would go at home. She'd have one bite.
Right.
And then I'd finish the rest.
Right.
And I'd lay down in bed and want to beat myself up.
And be mad at yourself.
Yeah. And she'd want to beat you in the morning when it's not there for a coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which has happened before.
Because there's nothing better than a piece of cake and coffee. If you want to wake up like that, 0 to 60 in 2 seconds, chocolate cake.
It's another heavenly experience.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then a cigarette afterwards.
Pam?
I
that's the sound of someone who just like you call her on her in class.
Yes.
He's like, what are we talking about?
Really? Because she wouldn't shut up about her dog's butthole last night at dinner.
You should talk about that.
That's
the way, worst fucking dinner conversation ever, Pam. Yeah, my dog had a thermometer in its ass today, and I have to keep doing it as the burgers are arriving.
In her defense, dinner started with a guy told me his colonoscopy.
Right. I felt like it was a theme.
Yeah. There was that, and then there was a guy talking about the pedicure with the lady that shaves all the fucking Parmesan off his
Yeah,
feet.
We were all gross.
Was it Jimmy Nads?
Yeah,
Jimmy
it was actually a challenge to eat last night.
Yeah.
Yes.
But a fun group.
No, it wasn't a challenge, but there were moments.
Right.
That's why I'm like, I'm going to rush through my burger now before anyone brings up something disgusting.
Yeah. That's
he
why.
Knew the dog's asshole was coming up.
What's up with Roxy?
So she had a little cyst on her back, which she's gotten before.
Yeah.
And I didn't make it to the vet in time because I couldn't get an appointment in time, and it ended up bursting. Sorry, it sounds really gross.
And where was she when
on
it
her
happened?
She was at my house. So when I came home from work, it had already burst.
Where, like custard. All over the furniture?
No, it just is on her back.
Back.
Yeah.
No, Pam's mouth is open.
So, wait, I did not hear, but I don't think I want to hear what you said.
No.
So it ended up getting infected. So now she's on antibiotics. But the vet had to take her temperature. And the way you take a dog's temperature is rectally.
Yeah.
So Her poor face when that thermometer went up that butt.
Did her, like, her expression change?
She was like,
right. Yeah, her eyes are like, there's not supposed to be anything in there.
I saw Pam do the same thing when her seat was in the wrong position.
So the vet told me, all right, you have to keep an eye on her fever, because she has a fever. So I have to go and...
What's the fever from?
I guess
infection in the system.
Oh, really? Yes.
Thank you, Dr. AJ. That's
no
it.
No problem.
Is that what it is?
Here to help.
He thinks that's what it is. So that's why I have to monitor it to make sure that the fever goes down as I give her antibiotics.
And you got to keep taking the temperature. So now, you have to keep sticking that up her.
Now, do you do like what people do when they want to show a baby food is good? You eat it first and then you give it to the kid. You like stick it in your asshole and then put it in the dog's asshole.
See? Do you want to be my model, AJ, good. For her?
It feels good.
It's not that bad. Mommy does it.
Okay, your turn, big girl.
Pam, you have to at least admit that's not a stretch. It's not a horrible question.
No, it does work.
I mean,
did you say it's
I'm
not a
find
stretch?
Out this weekend.
It's not a stretch.
No, I just slipped right
good
in.
Good catch.
By the way, 90.6.
AJ?
Well, I learned this week that writing a song that has a whole bunch of slang for penis does not fly on the air. And
how did you just learn that?
Yeah, week? Come on. You've been on air for how many years?
You know, I thought the song would work. Apparently, it was, obviously, if I knew it wasn't going to work, I wouldn't have wasted my time writing the friggin' song.
I have to say that there were a couple of times this could have been stopped, and it wasn't. So we were coming back from the New York City car show.
Right.
We were rounding the, I know exactly where I was when you were telling me this. We're rounding the corner into my street.
Yep.
And AJ says, oh, I'm writing this song. And we all in the car laughed. And I
even gave him one of the lyrics.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like,
and
home
then
run.
He writes it and sends it out as an email. And I look through it. Should have caught it right there. So that's twice I should have said, yeah, I don't think so.
Failed that.
And then Phil records it and he's like, sends it off to the boss. I mean, this is Phil doing a tremendous job.
Exactly. Narking on me.
Well, favorite thing to do.
You know, you know what?
Say whatever you want,
I'm
man.
I'm kidding.
I know.
I'm kidding. Joke.
You know, usually I'm pretty good at catching that stuff, and I know what would have happened was we'd be playing it. I'd hear something say, that's not great, hit the dump. That's not great, hit the dump. And then I would have been out.
Right.
Right? I would have been like, wow, I don't think we could play this.
Shut the song off.
But then it's, you know, it's weird, it's awkward.
Yeah.
But Phil caught it.
Thank you, Phil.
Mm-hmm. Sent it off to the boss, said, yeah, I beep-toned a couple words. What else needs to be beep toned? And what was the boss's response?
Pretty much the entire song. He's like, I really don't know how we get away with this one.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm listening to this and I don't hear one thing that we can play comfortably on the air.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Right. So now it'll be part of my stand up live act. So if you want to hear the song, it's
I know, you keep plugging that.
Yeah.
So, oh my God,
so
every
Phil
day.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So Phil takes the song and beep tones every word, and I think it's even funnier now.
It is funny, because all you hear is a chorus.
It's just beep, 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 beep,
right.
Beep.
Code
it's like a minute
Janet
before
Italia.
You hear one word, not beep tones.
Yep, yeah. So you did make the song funnier.
Yeah, we got to play that Monday morning.
I appreciate that. Thank
Drew
you.
Loved it. Drew mentioned it at the dinner line.
Well, yeah. this week I'm writing a song, the heavy metal lawn care song.
Heavy metal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the song Breaking the Lawn, it's not going to be Feeding the Lawn.
Oh, nice.
It was a brainstorm session.
Yeah,
we were
just kind of goofing around. We were playing Breaking the Law, and all of a sudden we started doing Feeding the Lawn.
I think because that lawn commercial came on.
Yes.
Feed the Lawn.
Yeah.
Feed it!
And then the next song was that, so we're like, Feeding the Lawn.
There it was, completely wasted.
Nice.
Shriveled up and brown. Feeding the Lawn.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm writing that one. So that one will not be beat toned at all.
We had a really wild ride on Friday's show.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Paul Mercurio from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. That show was in the toilet. Everyone was counting it out.
Yep.
And then it came back, and now it's number one. And really, it was all about them being who they are.
Yeah.
And not being Jimmy Fallon, the shiny object in the room at the time.
Right.
But being true to themselves.
Exactly.
I'm just so happy for his success.
Yes.
And so he's in studio, and all of a sudden, I see our general manager, who... She lets this stuff happen, and, you know, she very rarely comes back here.
She's very cool.
Something important,
yes.
Or there's a tour,
right?
Mm-hmm. Or trying to think what else.
She's mad at you.
No, she doesn't come back here during the show. Like, it's very rare during the course of the show if it's not a tour
she's
or
very cool.
an important announcement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I see her walking down the hall through the window in our door. It's such a pace. I honestly thought I was about to hear about another Connecticut tragedy.
Right.
It seemed like I've never seen her walk that fast down the hall. The door swings open, and I had a feeling like Connecticut's life was about to change, one of those moments.
Yeah.
And she looks at Paul Mercurio, and she's like, "You're a funny guy." And it was great. Really appreciated his comedy.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that she didn't know what the name of the club was that she was at and saw him.
God. In good shape.
Like,
that
where
night,
was
huh?
I?
Yeah, where was I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Obviously, somebody else drove. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that it took Paul 2.5 minutes to invite her to his hotel room for chocolate milk.
For chocolate milk. It was so bizarre.
It's
and then she
metaphor.
Said, "I'm into that." And I'm like, "This is the perfect out."
Just weird.
Yeah. But Paul tried to jinx the show twice. You know how we have that? It's like when someone's pitching a no-hitter, no one talks about it.
Yeah.
So we have this thing when we're having a really good show, no one says, "This is a really good show."
Never say that.
Because every time that happens, turns out to be
off the tracks.
Off the tracks.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Paul said it, and I said, "We don't say that. It's like a no hitter situation. We just." And then about 15 minutes later, he said it again, and I looked at him like, "Man, I want to choke you."
That's right. 2 strikes, Paul.
Get out.
Three of shoes coming at you.
Yeah. So that's a rule. Like, you could call it in, but you can't be in the room, in the car.
Yeah, that's forbidden.
Part of the ride, and say it
ever.
Yeah. But what a weird, loser of the week. So we have one guy, first call out, calling the cop who saved the guy jumping off a 6th-floor terrace, a hero, calling him a loser.
Right.
Heck.
And I did like that call, though.
And then, so this is
he
one
had
of those,
some funny, things he said, but he was a dick.
Yeah, he was a dick, but he was a funny dick. He wasn't just mean, but there was a little comedy.
Dick, yes.
But I thought to myself, we've done this so many times. This is it. So all we're going to hear now
is this. Yeah.
Is this guy, this guy, this guy. And then so now I need to start planning what's next because we're going to get tired of that dick, that dick.
I'm going to run out of ink. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the next call is some guy who said, "Yeah, my friend, his wife left him after 13 years of marriage. He got home, put the keys on the counter, heard an echo." And,
everything's gone.
Everything was gone.
Right.
We got him on. It was one of the calls, my favorite calls of the week.
Yeah.
Not because of his pain, but because of his honesty.
His honesty, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, he told the truth.
Yeah.
Good.
And then when I asked him, "So if you had to tell us what you miss more right now, your wife or your 26-inch TV in your bedroom that you need to go to sleep, which one would it be?" He said, "The 26-inch television."
Yep.
And 2 minutes later, Stacy from Derby calls and says, "I have a TV you can have."
There you go.
And, that's the kind of, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
That
amazing.
Drives, that to me is why we're here.
Right.
Right? So it was funny. It was really meaningful life moment for this guy. And then someone out of the goodness of their heart helps this guy.
I'm missing my 2015 Dodge Challenger RT, by the way, just so you know.
And more pairs of flops.
No, I'm good there.
Yeah, 302 flops now.
Yep.
Not that we're counting.
I saw this really cool pair I'm going to get, though.
Yeah. And why don't you have any money? Has no idea.
I'm paying bills.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm paying bills, man.
Right, yeah, paying my credit card.
Everything.
All right, that's the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Bye-bye.
Pam's over there.
See ya.
Phil's over there.
Let's go, Rangers.
Hey, thank you for listening. Please subscribe to our podcast and comment. It helps. And follow us on our social media if you're not already. Help us spread the word. Thank you.
Do it.
Do it now.
Come on, you fuck.
Motherfucker.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.